From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The UN said Tuesday it had suspended all humanitarian aid convoys in Syria after a deadly air raid hit trucks delivering aid near Aleppo, killing a Red Crescent staff member and civilian members. Jens Loerke, the spokesman for the UN humanitarian agency, told reporters in Geneva that an immediate security measure, other convoy movements in Syria have been suspended.
This very, very dark day for humanitarians in Syria and I say across the world, because I think there has been a moment of shock and, frankly, disgust by this attack. At this point, we remain committed and undeterred to continue to the best of our ability to help all Syrians in need.
Loerke said the convoy had been carrying food and non-food aid for some 78,000 people. North Korea launched a ground test of a new high-powered rocket engine Tuesday, indicating the country is closer to acquiring long-range capabilities. The North Korean state media says the successful launch was overseen by leader Kim Jong-un. Meanwhile, a South Korean spokesman says Seoul believes North Korea tested the performance of its new type of high-power thrust engine for a long-range missile. The new engine test comes less than 2 weeks after North Korea conducted its fifth and most powerful nuclear warhead test. This is VOA News. Greek authorities arrested 9 migrants and sent in riot police after clashes and a massive blaze at a camp for asylum seekers on the islands of Lesbos, according to police Tuesday. Some 5,000 migrants were forced to flee on Monday when dozens of tents and shelters at the Moria camp were torched in a blaze sparked when migrants of different nationalities got into a brawl. According to police, fires that during that brawl spread through the camp, destroying 60 prefabricated structures, 100 tents, and 3 shipping containers that housed camp services. Several people died in a second day of violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday, with 3 opposition headquarters buildings torched in a fresh bout of clashes between police and opponents of President Joseph Kabila. The renewed violence comes after opposition groups Monday said more than 50 people had died in protests calling for Kabila's resignation. The United Nations, meanwhile, calls for restraint. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville spoke to reporters in Geneva.
We call on all sides to show restraint, and we urge the authorities to ensure that existing national and international standards on the appropriate use of force are fully respected by all security personnel. We call for a credible and impartial investigation to bring those responsible for human rights violations and criminal acts to justice, and we stand ready to support such an inquiry.
Again, that is UNHCR spokesman Rupert Colville. Meanwhile, South African police fired stun grenades in Johannesburg Tuesday as protesting students blockaded campus entrances and disrupted classes to demand free education after the government announced increased fees. Tuesday's protest came a day after the government said the next year's fee hikes would be capped at 8%, with the unrest affecting campuses in Johannesburg, Cape Town, and elsewhere. Fasiha Hassan is a student council representative.
We are calling for free and quality education. We need the commission to be sped up, the terms of reference to change, not just from feasibility, but to how we're going to realize it. And we want timelines. When are we going to be implementing free and quality education?
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Voters in Jordan are choosing a new parliament in a poll that could see opposition Islamists reemerge as a major parliamentary force in the kingdom after boycotts in 2 previous elections. The election is seen as a small step towards democratic reform. Libya's Arabian Gulf Oil Company said Tuesday that its output had risen to 210 barrels per day after production resumed at the Nafoura and Hamada fields. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.